This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Almost had to ask Eric Adelson for a traffic report, but instead we'll talk some NFL football. Unless you know how Hamishaw Road looks right now out there, Eric.
He's like, what?
In my neighborhood.
Eric, we were starting Antonio Brown. I mean, I get it. The Patriots do what the Patriots do, but for them to possibly not owe him any of the signing bonus, any of the guaranteed money, just walk away scot-free from this. I don't know why it bothers me that there could be like zero consequences to the Patriots signing Antonio Brown.
Yeah, well, I mean, that is the NFL world we live in, where basically the powerful do whatever it takes to stay powerful. That's what the Patriots have been doing. That's what the league has done. And that's why you have a situation where there really aren't consequences for Aaron Hernandez, Antonio Brown. I mean, Greg Hardy, the Cowboys brought in Greg Hardy. They said that they were going to rehabilitate him. They called it an opportunity to make him better. And nothing good happened. He was a cancer in the locker room and he was dumped. This is going to keep happening because there are no consequences for it. And the league and the teams just go as long as they can until actual reporters and journalists do the vetting that they should be doing. And if the journalist, in this case, Robert Klempo from Sports Illustrated, didn't do the vetting, he would still be on the team. He would have caught two more touchdowns yesterday and gone to the end of the year. It's a business, and that shouldn't be a surprise, but don't be surprised when a capitalistic enterprise doesn't have consequences for this kind of behavior.
We're talking to Eric Adelson, NFL writer here on Ben and Woods this morning. So, Eric, for you, covering the NFL for a long time, we're 3 weeks into the season. So when does panic start to set in? When do we finally realize, if you're a fan of a certain team, all right, we're legit? Like now after week five, week six, week seven, I can really feel where my team is at right now. Because looking at the records right now, if you're a Bills fan, you're feeling pretty good this morning. But
I'm not buying my Super Bowl tickets.
Exactly. is that for real? Or what's that week for you when it like, all right, now we're legit, or now we're really terrible?
Well, I grew up in Michigan, so I'm punching the Super Bowl ticket for the Lions.
Oh yeah, for sure. Why wouldn't you? Undefeated. Yeah.
Lions, Bills. See you there. Super Bowl. I think if you're on the downside, and I'm mentioning the Chargers specifically, because I felt the Chargers were a team that could be a rival to the Patriots this year. Is there a legitimate excuse that you're not that good so far? And I think for the Chargers there are. I think that they're unhealthy, and I think that they don't have a full array of talent. But if you're the Browns, I think there are problems. I think there are legitimate problems there. Because you have a quarterback that looks a little bit lost, it looks like he's pressing, and the talent is there, but who's the leadership? Who's going to step up and calm everything down? And I think that on the younger teams that start off fast or start off slow, sometimes those self-correct, sorry, Bills fans, and the veteran teams that start off fast or start off slow, I'm a little bit more bullish about that because you're probably going to have a coach or a staff or a player, let's say Phillip Rivers, who isn't going to panic. So I think that at this stage, at this early stage, if you've got a young team that starts fast or starts slow, then I'm a little bit more concerned than if it's an older team.
Well, I like that answer, too, because you look at a team like the Philadelphia Eagles, they've got talent around them. They're 1-2 today. You look at a team like the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, anytime you got Matt Ryan and you've got Julio Jones, I mean, you're going to win more games than you lose. They're 1-2 today. I'm sure they're not panicking in either one of those places.
Right, exactly. And I think if the Eagles get healthy, I think they're in a better situation. The Falcons continue to sort of disappoint because you think that at some point they're going to get it all together.
Yes.
I still hold out hope that they will. And in that division, I mean, the Panthers, despite Kyle Allen, they're not going to be a Super Bowl contender, in my opinion.
The door's open. The door's open for, like, the Falcons got to look at that and go, all right, Cam Newton's out. Drew Brees is out. The Buccaneers are the Buccaneers. What are we doing? Like, let's go win this division right now.
Did you come up with that yourself? That's good. That's good. That's a good analysis.
Why are you surprised, Ben? We've only been doing this for 2 years. We just won an award. He's surprised when I have good analysis.
On the Carolina Panthers? Yeah.
Yeah.
When you come out with an intelligent Carolina Panthers take, I'm a little surprised. Just going to be honest here.
I don't like him.
that is a good point. I mean, if you're looking at that division, do you go with Kyle Allen? I love Teddy Bridgewater. By the way, that's one of the best stories in the year so far. In fact, 3 years removed from a catastrophic knee injury that he wins the game as a starter for the Saints in Seattle. That's an amazing story, and I'm glad that kind of sweetened the ugliness with Antonio Brown yesterday. But still, he's the backup quarterback. Drew Brees is out. Cam Newton's out indefinitely. The Bucs are bad. You know, the Falcons, there's no need to panic. And Matt Ryan was overall pretty good yesterday. They've got to button it down, and then they've got to collect themselves, and they can go out with the division. They really should have. I mean, they won the home game. They're much better at home. Their home schedule is going to get a little bit better. So again, that's a good example. I think the Eagles, they make key mistakes. They have key injuries. I think they'll get better. It's just too early. We're not even the quarter pole yet. So it's too early to panic unless you're a team like the Browns that's young, that's coming together really for the first time as a whole and is relying on a quarterback that's still, I mean, just 1 year into starting in the NFL.
Our weekly chat with our NFL analyst, Eric Adelson, here on Ben and Woods. Let's talk about Danny Dimes. I thought one of the funniest takes over the weekend was people congratulating Eli Manning on what a great attitude he had on the sidelines yesterday, cheering on his teammate. What is he going to do? Like, sit sullenly in a corner and
get mad that his team
is doing well and winning? Come on. It was a good start. Good for him. I'm not ready to put him in the Hall of Fame yet. What did you think of Daniel Jones?
Yeah, if you pay me Eli Manning's salary and make me cheer for whoever you replace me with on this segment, I will be happy to do so. You have to look – this kind of drives me – this is like a major pet peeve. Look at the college film, okay? If you look at Daniel Jones' college film, he was a good quarterback throwing to not much against teams like Clemson and Florida State, and people just don't accept that for whatever reason, that they just ripped on this pick mercilessly. And I'm sure that most of the people who did so had never watched Duke game. This is not a surprise. He is a very good quarterback with a good arm. He had David Cutcliffe, speaking of the Mannings. I mean, you know that David Cutcliffe, who mentored the Mannings, is going to sign off on this pick as somebody who might replace Eli Manning. This seems to happen all – meanwhile, Baker Mayfield, and people are sort of going to the way other side of this equation now, I think unjustly. But he comes from a system where he has tons of talent everywhere. He has a great scheme every single game. He has a top defense of guys who could go into the NFL. And no, I don't think he's going to be a number one pick right away. Whereas Daniel Jones, I think, was a good pick. And I think if you just look at the film, and we're having this in my state with Gardner Minshew. Wow, Gardner Minshew, where did this guy come from? Well, he was really good at Washington State for several years. He was the top quarterback for Mike Leach, who knows a thing or two about quarterbacking. I just don't understand why pro pundits don't pay more attention to college results.
Eric, how selfless is Jalen Ramsey for calling in sick today and not wanting to infect his Jaguars teammates with whatever flu he's come down with? I'm sure he's got the hot tea with lemon, maybe the Theraflu going this morning. Poor, poor Jalen Ramsey right now.
Well, there is something going around in Florida. I have family members who have the similar.
See, Ben?
But they're going to work. They're going to work, however.
The most suspicious illness of all time.
Nah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's so many teams that could use Jalen Ramsey. I mean, what do they want? They want a one. I would definitely send a one, like a one and a two. I would definitely send a one and a two for Jalen Ramsey. He is one of the best players at his position in the whole league. And quarterbacks don't throw at him. I mean, you're cutting off half the field if you have him in your secondary. I'm watching the Eagles yesterday. I mean, if you have Jalen Ramsey, then you win that game, obviously. You beat the Falcons, I think. Why aren't other teams? I know that he's a diva, and I know that he's got flamboyant personality, loves attention, all that. But man, I mean, I would send a one and probably another high pick for Jalen if I'm several teams, including, by the way, the Chiefs.
100%. The Chargers.
Yeah,
I mean,
Chargers.
My God, like,
should do it too.
Yeah. The windows are slamming shut on some of these teams, and you get a guy like that. Like, for all his garbage, all the off the field, the dude is a winner. I mean, he's that guy where it's like, all right, we can take his mouth because his play on the field is that good. He's Deion Sanders.
Yep, and you know who taught Derwin James how to watch film? Jalen Ramsey.
He's a
that
beast.
Was the first question I asked. Yeah, that's the first question I asked when I talked to Derwin before his draft day, day before draft day. And he said it was Jalen Ramsey. He sat him down right away and said, here's, you may think you know how to watch film. Here's how to watch film. So if you put those guys again together, I mean, obviously they're going to get along. They're going to check each other. They're going to support each other. I really expect this trade to happen because it's a win for both sides. The Jags, I think, are in a better place now with Minshew. And Coughlin, I think that they're in the right direction despite what's going on there. If they get a one and another pick, I think for another team, like I said, the Eagles, the Chiefs, Chargers, so many teams could really benefit from this guy. Is a star. I don't think the Cowboys. I'm surprised the Cowboys haven't done it already.
Yeah.
Look at yesterday. Minkah Fitzpatrick is already making big plays for the Steelers. They lost the game. But still, I mean, that's a piece they really needed in that secondary, and already it's paying off. They didn't, to me, they didn't give up that much for a bona fide first round talent.
Good stuff, Eric. We will chat with you again next Monday. Have a great week.
All right, you too, guys. Thank you.
That's Eric Adelson on our SDCCU fan hotline. SDCCU has auto loan rates as low as 3.15% APR. Low rates means low payments. Apply today at sdccu.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.